Radharasura Nidhi Ki Jai, Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati Pada Ki Jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhi. We're continuing with verse 41, desiring Radha's Seva. This is Tuesday, 24th, maybe, 23rd. Purnano raga rasamurti tadilatabam jyoti param bhagavato ratimad rahasyam yat pradarasti kripaya brishabhanu gehe syat kinkari bhavatum eva mama bilasha. Translation of Sripad's aspiration, desiring for Radha's service. I only desire to be the maidservant of Radha, whose supreme effulgence is the very form of passionate love. Jyoti Param Bhagavato Ratimad. And that Radha, her form shines and glimmers and radiates like a creeper or vine of lightning strikes. Rasamurti. Excuse me, she's the very form of passionate love, means Purnanaraga, Purnanaraga Rasa, Murti. And her form, her Murti, her divine transcendental body, is shining like a creeper of lightning bolts or lightning strikes. Murti Tadil Latabam. And Radharani, that Radharani, that Srimati Radharani, the divine goddess of transcendental Krishna Prem, she is the only abode of the Lord's intimate love. She is the Bhagavato Ratimad, that very secret, intimate love, that Rati Rahasya. Pradurasti Kripaya Vrishabhanu Gehe. And she has very mercifully appeared in the house of Vrishabhanu. So we discussed how Radharani is the Purnanurag Rasa Murti, and she's the Murti of Tadit Latabam, and she's so effulgent in Jyoti Param, and she's Bhagavad Rati, she's the Ashraya, Prema Ashraya, and she's the object of all Krishna's attachment and all Krishna's love and intimate conjugal love, that Rahasya Rati, that most secret of all secrets, the Parakiya Bhav, the lawless love of the gopis, the damsels of Braj. Radharani is the reservoir, the unlimited ocean of Krishna's Rahasya Rati. So now we hear about this third line, Pradurasti Kripaya Vrishabhanu Gehe. So Pradurasti, she says she appears out of mercy in the house of Vrishabhanu. Radha mercifully appeared in the house of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And she's saying, who are the recipients of this mercy? Who receives the kripaya of Radharani? Krishna receives the mercy, Vrishabhanu receives the mercy, and I've received the mercy, and you've received the mercy. Radharani has appeared, Pradurasti Kripaya Vrishabhanu Gehi. I discussed this point before when we were reading the translation a couple of days ago to verse 41 from Radharasura Nidhi. Where would we be without Radharani's advent in this world and her beloved Krishna's and the Braj Leela? Imagine the world without Braj Leela. Imagine a world without Gopal. Imagine a world without Makanchur and Damodar. Imagine a world without the Ras Leela. Imagine a world without Holi and Jal Keli and Ban Bihar and all these wonderful festivals. Imagine a world without the deities in Vrindavan. Imagine a world without Radha Raman and Vanki Bihari and Radha Shamsundar. Unimaginable. But all these deities of Radha and Krishna and this Leela Stali of Brajabhumi, Leela Bhumi, Madhurya Bhumi, is all manifested with the advent of Radha in this world and Krishna. So that's unlimited Ananta Kripa, because Radha and Krishna did not manifest their Leela, their Nam Rup Gun and Madhurya Leela, anywhere else, not in South America, not in Russia, America, Europe, not in Chandraloka or Suryaloka, not in Vaikuntha, not in Shivlok, not in Kailash, not in Patal Rasatala, nowhere in all the planetary systems but here on this sacred land of Bharatvarsha, the land of Sanatana Dharma. So this is unbelievable mercy. Oh, what mercy. Oh, Karunamayi, oh, Radha. So this is, if Karunamayi Sri Radhika had not, out of her compassion, come to this world, no one would know the secret, would know her wonder, the secret of Radha's wonderful confidential love. The Bhagavad Rati Mad Rahasyam. Rahasyam, of course, means secret. So Sripad is saying, this is mercy. If you have a secret, and you have a secret of something very special you're keeping to yourself, then people may try to extract that secret from you. They may try to take out that secret. Now what? Oh, I know a secret. Oh, can you tell me? No. No, please tell me. I promise I won't tell anyone. And so many things we say. And the person says, no, this is very, very secret, very, very special. I'm just keeping it to myself and I'm enjoying that secret. I'm relishing it. But then somehow it comes out and it goes everywhere in the world, like all secrets. If you want to spread news, tell someone it's a secret and it'll go very fast. Or say, oh, please, I'll tell you this thing, but don't promise not to tell anyone. Oh, yeah, I promise, you're my friend, is that okay? And then a half hour later, it's viral on the internet. So Radharani, here's her Bhagavad Ratimad Rahasya, that as Sripada is glorifying Radharani, that she's the object of Krishna's Rati, of Bhagavan, Bhagavan's Rati, that one singular personality that is totally captured Shamsundar, or Bhagavan's, Purnatam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna's heart. So much so that the gopis of Braj, the Kayavya Rup, the expansions of Radhika, they expand themselves again into the queens of Dwarka, the Dwarka Mahishis. And then the Dwarka Mahishis, because Krishna expands into Balaram in his Purusha forms, and then he expands into avatars, and he expands into so many Vishnu forms. So as Shaktiman expands, then Shakti expands. So the origin of all the... Then Krishna expands and becomes in charge as various demigods. He's in charge of the material world. They're all amshas and limbs and parts and parcels of Krishna. They're big devotees. We're little parts and parcels of Krishna and little devotees. But the devatas are big devotees. Chandra, Surya, Varuna, Vayu, Indra, Brahma, Shiv, Shankar. But they're all Krishna's anga, amsh. So then when he expands, so Krishna expands all the way down to the devatas and ultimately all the way down to the jivas. All the jivas are simply particles of consciousness within Mahavishnu. This is our jivatmas. As Krishna says, they're all part and parcel. So Radharani expands into the sakis and mandris, into all the queens of Dwarka, and into all the lakshmis, into all the devis. Uma and Usha and Durga and Arundhati and Sachi. They're all Shakti expansions of Radharani. But of all those Shaktis and all those Devis and expansions of Bhagavan, only one is Bhagavad Ratimad, the object of his Rati. Rati means attachment, intense loving attachment. And it's a Rahasya Rati. It's a very secret. Because Radharani, unlike all the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha, those expansions of Radha, and unlike all the queens of Dwarka, the Mahishis, those expansions of Radha, they're all married to Vishnu and Dwarkadish. There's a Swakiya Bhav. But Radharani, it's called Bhagavad Rati Rahasya. why is it a secret? Bhagavan's Rati. He doesn't say that Bhagavan has Rati for Lakshmi. Bhagavan Vishnu is that Lakshmi Devi. You won't find this term. She's the Bhagavan Vishnu Ratimad. She's not the object. She's there. She's his consort, or wife rather, lawful wife. Because Bhagavad Ratimad, Radharani, is very secret. She has a secret love that no other queen of Dwarka, no other Lakshmi in Vaikuntha. There's millions and millions of Lakshmis, and there's thousands and thousands of queens of Dwarka. None of them have the Rati that Radharani has, that prema, that Divya Mahabhav. And that's a secret, because her whole relationship, her sambandha, her prema with Krishna, this Kamanuga love, this Ragatmika prema, Raja prema, is totally, completely secret, rahasya, hidden, confidential secret. So that's why it says Bhagavad Rati, Ratimad Rahasya. And Sripada is glorifying her for this. So that Radharani came to this world out of her kripaya. Yat pradurasti kripaya brishabhano gehi. And she took birth, she appeared here in Barsana, King Brishabhanu's house in Samkalpas, named Barki's worship, that appearance. And Gaudiya's worship, the appearance of Radharani in the Ravel across the Yamuna from Mathura. So the idea is that Radharani appeared in Brajmandal out of her mercy. So the verse is saying, out of her mercy she appeared in Brishabhanu's house. So the commentators are saying here in this verse, if she had not come, no one would know the secret of Radharani's wonderful confidential love. Uddhava came to Vrindavan to reveal that love. Krishna came to as Mahaprabhu to experience that love. What is the happiness Radharani feels serving me? What is the bliss and joy she attains in my association? What is the greatness of Radharani's love? Pranaya Mahima. What is the greatness of her love? So Krishna himself, he appeared 500 years ago as Gauranga to try to experience Radharani and he, by his very life and his teachings and his exhibitions of prema and incredible ecstatic symptoms and states of euphoria under the impulse and weight and power of Radharani's unlimited pure love, his body would stretch out. A 7 feet body would become 10 feet long, each of his joints, showing his hands and his wrists, hands and arms and feet and legs, neck and chest. It would stretch out inches and inches, or everything would stretch. And he's 7 feet long, but then if there's the joints between the joints, everything stretches, your legs become 2 feet longer, and your neck becomes a foot longer, and your arms become longer. They become very elongated due to the impulse of ecstasy. Then sometimes everything would go inside. He would expand under the force of Radharani's love. And sometimes he would contract and become like a golden pumpkin. Pumpkin doesn't, pumpkin in a kashifal. Pumpkin doesn't have any arms or legs. Right? It's not like a snowman. You roll snow and you can make like, you're from that place. So his arms would go inside his body or become very short. Jai Jagannath. This is the Mahabhava Prakash of Krishna, Gauranga, Shamsundara. It's in a book by Kaniya Kutia, something like that. Some Oriyan devotee, associate of Lord Chaitanya, wrote this book, Mahabhava Prakash, describing how Jagannath is that form of one Krishna. That's a whole long story. Krishna came back to Braj and Radharani was Nidivan, and she was so much separation, she was about to leave her body and gopis are all around. And Krishna saw at a distance, he came there, found she was there. And he became stunned and overwhelmed. And his eyes became so big. And his arms went inside his body and that's Jagannath. This Gaura Govinda Swami, this book was in Aryan, his native language, so he translated and he often gave some lectures on these different points. And of course, suffused with all his high state of spiritual advancement, this Baba, can you turn it down a little bit? It's a little... too much. Maybe. That's, so this is Radharani's Parakiya Bhav, her Mahabhav, that great secret. She came here to display it. Uddhava revealed it. In Uddhava Gita, Radharani is speaking to the Brahmar. Otherwise, they wouldn't know her madness, her Chitrajalpa Udgorna, 10 crazy mad talks of divine madness and ecstasy. It's called Chitrajalpa. And Udgorna, the different symptoms she was displaying, giving human attributes to a bumblebee, and speaking to the bumblebee as if he's a human being like Uddhava, or even Krishna, for that matter. Some clear idea of Radharani's Mahabhava, but the power of Radharani's Bhagavat Rati Rahasya, that power of that secret love that no one knows about in the world, even the Brijvasis who live with Radharani, who mentioned in several classes, they didn't know. No one knew. There's some idea, and the elderly gopis, and that like the old ones that were unfavorable, like Jatila, etc., they would often speak bad names to Krishna. And there's a group of gopis mentioned in Radha Krishna Ganodesh Deepika by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. Their seva, their nitya seva, is to chastise Krishna. A group of elderly gopis, they speak rebukes. Rebukes means chastisement. You dirt, you lumpat, you kapat, you cheater, you low person, you... like this. And the Krishna says, oh, that's nice. I like so much. Everyone's always saying, oh, hey, Bhagavan, you're so great, you're so glorious, you're so beautiful, you're so wealthy, you're everything, you're the creator, everything. Everyone says that. But who can say this? Only Brijvasis. That's like Indians when they travel all so many holy places all over India, Haridwar, Dwarka, anywhere. And they meet the Pandas and they go to Pushkar and do puja. I've also done all over here and there years ago. And the Pandas, the Brahmins, they speak and they do their puja and get their donation from the Yatris, pilgrims. And they're okay. They're like that. So all the Indians, they say, I've been all over every holy place in India, but when I come to Braj, I've never, ever met or heard any Pandas or Brahmins like these. The language they use is called gully. And gully means it's like, you know, it's in the gully. Gully means it's in the nali. And like you come and you're a big man, big saint, rich person. They do puja and you give 10 rupees. Then you'll get hear some good words. You this, you that. What is this? You come all the way here to holy place, and you have crores of rupees in your pocket, and only for Brahman seva you give 10 rupees. No, oh, and long thing, and this, you just that. And the guy's running. He's running away from Radhakum with his fingers in his ears and saying, looking at his wife, I'll never come back here again. I'll never come back here. So this is Braj. Vrindavan Dhama ki jai. Rishbasis ki jai. So they're unique, they're special, they're Krishna's people, Krishna's parivar. They're to be honored, respected, worshipped, served any possible way. But outsiders, they don't know, they can't understand, they can't enter in. So that's unfortunate. A lot of them never come again. It's not the Brahmin's loss, it's not the Pandas' loss, they're Radharani's people. That's that Yatri's great loss, not to again have darshan of Giriraj and Radhakund and just the Brijvasis themselves. To hear that, and Krishna, he comes, you know, all the forms of the Lord come inside Krishna so they can hear this gully. There's thousands, millions of Vishnu avatars and thousands of Vishnus and all the different planets. They all come together in the form of Krishna. Sarva avatari Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai. When Krishna comes, yada yada yadharmasya galanirbhavati bharata abhyutanam madharmasya tadatmanam sijami. When he comes to this world, everybody's inside of him. Everybody. It's a big party. I mean, it's so boring in Vaikuntha. So they get all the Vishnu, all the Nisringa comes inside Krishna, Varaha, everyone, all Sarva Avatari Bhagavan, they're all here. And they come out And he said, "Oh, Krishna, I'm having such a good time. We don't have any holy up there in Vaikuntha, and we don't play Jalkeli, nobody lies and cheats, nobody steals yogurt and saris. I'm having so much fun being within you, seeing all these sights and these Brijbasis and hearing all this gully language. This is the time of my life. I hope I can be here in your Leela forever. But I know it's going to come to an end, and I'll go back to Vaikuntha, and you'll go to Golok, and then it's, soham, whatever, back to normal." So they feel so grateful, all these Vishnu forms. Oh, Krishna anyway, but so sometimes they say, "Oh, Krishna, this demon, you're too delicate, and your fingers are so soft, and she might scratch you. She has big long nails and big fangs. She's a horrible rakshasi. She just eats babies. Please, I don't want you to be troubled. Look, I feel so grateful you're letting me live here and you're feeding me and I'm having such good entertainment. Can I do some seva? I want to vanquish this Putana." "Yeah, okay, go ahead, I'll sit back and I'll play, I'll watch." So Vishnu comes out and kills Putana. That's in the Bhagavatam. I'm just giving a little, different angle. Because everyone has an angle. You have two eyes. Your eyes don't see what I see. Because your mind doesn't think what I think, or my heart. It's all like that. We're all. That's the beauty of it all, or the ugliness of it all. Depends on what you think and what you see. But at any rate, so this is the rarity of that Radharani's secret has been revealed. You have the secret you don't want to tell anybody, but Radharani came. This Bhagavad Ratimad Rahasya, she came and revealed the secret. Where did she open the secret? And to Brishabhano and Kirtida. And Barsana and Raval. And now the secret is known to the world. And everyone around the world is chanting Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to gather everyone in the world in the service of Radharani and give them rag, give them happiness, attachment, joy, and the intimate, eternal service of Radha and Krishna and the growth of Vrindavan. This is the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can you imagine? You make it somewhere, somehow there's a place in America, supposedly, probably nothing there now, it's probably empty. But there's a big fortress, an army, all army and all kinds of bombs and landmines and everything. And it's called Fort Knox, KNOX. And they store all the gold for the Federal Reserve, all this fake paper, there's supposed to be some gold there. They keep all this gold there, lakhs and lakhs of gold blocks, and sometimes they show pictures on the newspaper. It's like a supermarket, huge supermarkets in the West. They have long, long aisles, maybe Russia or whatever, long, long aisles, like America at least, and all of a sudden, 1,000 kinds of cereal, 1,000 kinds of cookies and like that. So it's all stacked 20, 30 feet high of gold, like a brick, this brick, just gold everywhere. So imagine that you get through all the army and you sneak your way through and you get to that gold, that room full of gold. You say, "Wow, it's amazing." Then you just sit there, looking at it. And then, but how long can you do that? You get hungry, you get thirsty, and you'll die. So you should take a bunch of that. And you figure some secret tunnel, as much as you can carry, 100 kilos, whatever you can, and run out of there and get that. That's the value of your endeavor. You endeavored into that place. You somehow snuck your way through a tunnel. Now take it. So imagine if you went there and just sat there and looked at the gold. So it's the same thing as coming to Gaudiya Vaishnav, becoming a Gaudiya Vaishnav. And the gold that's being offered by Lord Chaitanya is this golden opportunity to serve the golden Swamini Radha as her golden bodied siddha. Manjari, Nitya Siddha Manjari, Nitya Sakhi. This is the goal, this is the treasure of Lord Chaitanya. So we find so many people just don't have the slightest idea what it's all about. It's a great, misfortune. At any rate, so this is Pradurasti Kripaya, she's appeared there. So then out of her compassion, she's come to this world. Otherwise, no one would know the secret of Radharani's wonderful confidential love. In the leelas of Radha, one can clearly see and learn about the Sarva Guhyatamam. This is a phrase in Gita. At the end, in the 18th chapter, Krishna is telling Arjuna, I told you this, Guhyam, Rajavidya Rajaguhyam, and I told you Guhyatar, Guhyatam. Now I'm going to tell you Sarva Guhyatamam, the secret of all secrets. And then the next verse he says, Sarva Dharman Pratyaja Mamekam. Surrender unto me and worship me, then I will take away all your sins. Come to me, don't be afraid. So this most confidential secret of Rahasya, because Guhyatamam means Rahasya, is that that most confidential hidden secret, Rahasyam, of love divine described in the Gita and depicted in Srimad Bhagavatam is Radharani. So this is this Pradurasti Kripaya Vrishabhana Gehi. That great, that Rahasyam, Rahasyam's line 2, and this is line 3. Rahasyam means Guhyatam, Guhya, Gufa, secret. That great secret is that Radharani came to this world to reveal her love, to show her love and show the sweetness of her seva towards Krishna and the sweetness of her servant service towards them or towards her and Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya came to teach the way to attain it. Someone may show you, say, come, watch, and then watch, I'll do yoga or something. Someone's a yoga expert. And then they do yoga for an hour. And they say this is Sarvanga Asan, this is Halasan, this is Matsyasan, this is Surya Namaskar, and you watch. And then they go away and say, oh, you're very good. You did a very good yogi you are, Hatha Yogi. And then, so that's nice, you saw and you could appreciate a person's talent, but you didn't learn. You thought, oh, it would be nice, I would like to, a person seems very fit, that lady or man, very healthy and seems to work well for them. But then another person comes and says, oh, you saw that yoga person? Yeah, I can teach you yoga. I can teach you all those asanas and you can be healthy and learn all that. So that's like Radha and Krishna came and showed their leelas in this world to attract the conditioned souls. Prabhupada says that in the Krishna book. Radha and Krishna have come to this world to show their confidential pastimes and braj, their divine intimate leelas, to attract the conditioned souls who are very much attached to sex life. This is not a very appreciated word in India. They don't like to hear this. But Prabhupada's writing that because at that time it was all Westerners. The books were for Westerners. And so I don't know how they translate that in Hindi. But so he said that very attached. By reading this, they can give up that attachment and come to Krishna. So that they showed, okay, here it is. But then the next question is, well, how do we enter those leelas? How do we attain the eternal service of Radha and Krishna? That Radha and Krishna didn't teach. So they thought, oh, we forgot to show. I went and showed you so many yoga postures. Then I went back home and I thought, oh, I should have taught them. Because they're interested. Not many, who's interested in yoga? So then you come back and, are you still here? Yes. Oh, now I'll teach you. Oh, yeah, I was hoping you'd do that. So Radha and Krishna came and they showed their whole divine leelas. But then, and they're very sweet and very beautiful exchanges and sages in meditation and great, and Vyasadeva and others. And in Padma Puran, you can see a summary of Radha and Krishna's Astakali Leela. It's actually mentioned in Padma Puran. It's there. And so they, in their meditation or revelation, they saw these leelas and they recorded them in the different Puranas and ancient books and songs, of course, in modern times. So then they thought Radha and Krishna went to the spiritual world, back to Goloka, and then they thought, oh, we showed everyone, and it was the most sweet of all sweets, certainly the most attractive thing in the material world. But we forgot to teach people how to attain us. Okay, look, I'll tell you what. You and I should, because we want everyone to attain our service as Radha and Krishna and Braj Bhav, Madhurya Bhav, like gopis and sakis. So let's you and I go together in one united form, and then we'll teach the way to attain Radha Krishna Prem Seva and Braj Dham. Yeah, that's a splendid idea, Shyam. Let's go. Then Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Nahi Anya. Anya means another. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahabhav, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gauranga, he's none other than Radha and Krishna Yuga Militam. The union of the two, the meeting of the supreme divinity of love and the supreme divinity of lover, Radha Krishna. So that's their mercy. The Lord Gauranga came to teach that secret. Bhagavad Ratimad Rahasya Pradarasti Kripaya Prishabhano Gehi. Prishabhano Gehi Griha Grihi. Radharani came to Barsana or to Ravel. Either way, if she went to Ravel, she also appeared in Prishabhano's house, or whether she went to Barsana. So she appeared there out of her mercy to teach the secret. Ooh, listen, I have a secret. You know. So that Radharani kept that secret for 4,500 years. Radharani kept the secret of her love, her Bhagavat Rati, of her Mahabhav, of her Parakya Bhav. Her Parakya Bhav, she kept it secret from the whole world, for, not very long, for 4,500 years. And then when she came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, she said, "Listen, I want to tell you a secret. Worshipping Lakshmi Narayan, that's not where it's at. Worshipping Rukmini and Dwarkadish, that's not where it's at. Worshipping me, Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, that is the topmost parama, parama, parama sadhana and siddhanta and sadhya. To attain Radha, Krishna and Braj, the praying seva." "Oh, yes. How?" "I'll tell you. Shravanam, Kirtan, Vishnu, Smaranam, and then so many things. Ado, Shara, Tata, Sarasanga, Bhajana, Kriya, Narta, Nivriti. Satsang, Harikata, Seva, Brajavas, Bhagavad Shravan, Nam Sankirtan, Thakurji Seva. With great faith and care. And like this. So the Panchanga Bhakti. Now the last line is telling this theme of this class, which should conclude today, is that desiring Sri Radha's maid service or desiring Radha's seva, I think this is the third class in this verse, and this is first, you're desiring Radha's seva, well, who is she? Oh, you don't know. She's Bhagavad Rati Madrahasya, and she's the Purna Anurag Rasa Murti, and she's the Murti of Tadit Lata Abham Abbas, light glow, creepers. He's a creeper of glowing light. What kind of light? Lightning light. Tadil Lata Abham Murti. And then she's Jyoti Param. She's not an ordinary lady, an ordinary young lady, or even a young man, has a shine in their eyes and a shine in their skin and face, especially, depending on their prakruti also. As they're more pitta, by prakruti or constitution, pitta vata kaf, then they're more fiery, as pitta is fire. Someone who is vat, they're very kind of dull by nature, even when they're young. Some people have very shiny eyes, and they just, there's like 20 ladies or 20 men, and they all have eyes, okay, and some are going like sparkly. This is the quality of pitta, fire, you know, in Ayurveda. Vat, kaf, and pitta. Air, fire, water, and earth. Kaf is water and earth. Kaf, like like we say in English, we say C-O-U-G-H, kaf. Well, it's almost the same as Hindi Sanskrit. It's K-A-P-H, kaf, kaf. Kaf means earth and water. So earth and water makes mucus, you know. You get imbalanced and you're all clogged up. And can't
talk. I have a cold, I really.
Whole sinus is clogged, everything. Or you're just all pimples everywhere and all, you know, rashes. That's too much heat. Or you're like insane, or you're dizzy or delirious, or have gas all the time, or gas in the stomach. Too much vata, air. That's basic Ayurveda conceptions. So the prayer for seva, set kinkari bhavatam eva mam abhilashi. Abhilash, abhilash. Probably this word everyone knows. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, Mano Abhishtam, the same thing, Abhilash. It's all in our songbook, Abhilash. Mama Abhilash, what is my Abhilash, my desire, my fixed one and only, I have so many desires, but there's one thing I really want. Most people, if you ask them, do you have any desires? Oh yeah, who doesn't? If you're alive, you have a desire. It's a symptom of life, it's desire. You're dead. When you have no desire when you're dead. Or you're a Niskinshan sadhu or a sadvi, a lady. If you're free from desire, then you're Niskinshan. Kincha. Kincha in Hindi, kincha means little, small. You say in Bengali, kichu. Amali Bangalabasha kichu, kichu jani. Bangalabasha kichu jani. Jani means no, kichu means not much, like nothing. Kincha. So niskincha means I don't even have a little something. Akincha means without anything. So this means no desire. You can be alive and have no desire, but most people, when you're only free from desire when you're dead. So as long as you're alive, there's so many desires. What's your main desire? I mean, I have many desires, but there's one main thing that I want, at least now at this time in my life. I want to graduate from this college. Or I have many desires, but there's one main desire I want. I want to find a good husband. I want to get married or wife or whatever. Everyone has some primary. So this is called the mom abhilash. So Sripad, he's trying to tell us that throw out all your main desires, discard all your other abhilashes, and strive to become Niskinshan. But don't worry about that. Like they say, don't separately or independently endeavor to be a tyagi or vairagi, because that's not the goal of bhakti. The goal of bhakti is love, seva, surrender, intimate, confidential, loving service of your dearly beloved, your ishta. So if you're Krishna's servant, you may eat chop and bhog to the neck every day. If you're a Gauranga Sangha or Sanghi, if you're in Gauranga Leela, He feeds his devotees. He says when he distributes food, when he distributes Jagannath Mahaprasadam, he gives as much food, prasad, as 10 men can eat. 10! So where's the vairagi and, sannyas? They're premi bhaktas, but they're eating up to their neck. Akantapuriya, saru savadan, vaishnav savadan. Savadan means be careful. And in the samaj, in the bandara, all the Vaishnavas are taking prasad, mahaprasad, Gopinath's mahaprasad. Everyone's relishing the adhara amritam, the nectar of Krishna's lips mixed in that food, or that's really all it is. It's the food is mixed in that nectar. It's more like that. And everyone's very happy. Hari bo, hari hari, jai radhe, and the pakoras, and shri samshi, and this and that, and many things, and puris. And then someone, they're eating like anything, and honoring. And someone says, very deep voice, Vaishnav Savadan. It's kind of humorous, like a warning. Hey, listen, everyone. We're all Babaji's, Sannyasis, Vairagis. Don't, be careful. You're going off the deep end there. You're really, how many pakoras can you eat? So then someone said another Vaishnava in a joking way and also serious. Akanta Puran. He says Vaishnav Savadan. He says Akanta Puran. Puran, of course, means Om Bhur, Purnamadam. Means I'm already full to my kanta, my kanti mala. My kanti mala is busting. My kanti, kanti mala, Tulsi kanti. Kanti means kant, Madhukant, Krishna, Radhakant. Well, that's kanta, but kant, that means lover. But this is means the neck, kant. So we're already full to the neck. So this is we should have one abhilash. We should be full of that abhilash. This is a conclusion. Mama abhilash. I said, I have so many other things, but I should have this thing. I want this thing. Okay, other things are take me this way, that way, but oh, Radharani, I want your eternal savior. Gauranga Mahaprabhu came, Raganuga Bhakti Prachar. It's right there on CC. Lord Chaitanya came to preach Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti means, come everyone, follow the Ragatmika Janas. Follow the Ragatmika Janas of Braj, especially Nanda Baba, Sridham Subal, Alita Vishaka, Rupa Rati. It says that, and that's the general idea. Follow the Ragatmikas. But all the writings and all the acharyas and all the parivars and all the lineages are basically knowing the heart. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam. Abhishta. Abhishta means Abhilash or Abhishtam. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutle Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. This is Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami's pranam prayer, the Sri Rupa. Rupa Raghunatha Pari Hoi Vyakuti. Krishna's Kaviraj says, he closes every chapter, I am praying to the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, to Tulsi Manjari and Sri Rupa Manjari, for eagerness, akuti, for eagerness to serve them, and eagerness to attain their mercy, and eagerness to associate and be with them. Oh, Ha Rupa, Ha Rupa, Ha Das Goswami, Ha Raghu, Ha Raghu, where are you? Where are you? As he was... So he's glorifying Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Abhishta. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam. You know the mind of Lord Chaitanya. Yeah, okay, Lord Chaitanya came Chara Bhakti Ras Prachar to broadcast the four rasas. That's, you could say, okay, but in, sometimes that verse is explained that he relished the four rasas because he, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan, he relished Vatsalya Ras with his mother. What to speak of others? He would go to Malini's house and others. So he relished Vatsalya with his Parishads. And he relished Sakya Ras with Kolavesha Sridhar. They would joke and laugh. And he would try to steal his bananas and his leaf plates. Kolavesha Sridhar was Madhumangal, coming as a Brahmin in Gauralila. So Madhumangal is a Sakha friend. So he's joined. Then he had Uishan. Ishan serving in the house. So it was Dasi Ras. So many house servants Krishna had and has in Nandagram, Payoda and Raktak, Bhatrak, etc. They're there. So Krishna is relishing all the rasas. But Lord Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, they knew the manobishtha, the main, the mama abhilash, the main desire, the main will and wish of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is what Rupa established. The main, what he came to preach, Raghunuga Bhakti Prachar, he came to preach Lord Chaitanya Gauranga Mahaprabhu, preach Ragmarg, means following, Ragmarg means following the Rigatmika Janas, those Nitya Siddha Parishads of Krishna, eternal associates that are absorbed in Braja Prem, especially and exclusively Srimati Radharani and the Sakis and Manjaris. So this is what Lord Chaitanya wanted, this is what he came to teach. Anarpita Chirim Chirim, Chirim Charat, Karana Yavatirana Kalo. And then Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya, Mano, Bishtam, Stapitam Yena Bhutale. Stapitam, he established Stapitam, like Stapana, in a Mandir Stapana, they have that. Or Gat Stapana means to establish the Kumbha, like they have some Yajna or Puja. They have a Kumbha, like a pot, clay pot. And they put grains on the bottom and earth, and they put it on top, and then water, and then and a coconut and mango leaves. You see when they do yajna. That's called Ghat, G-H-A-T-A, Ghat Stapana. So, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, Stapitam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadamayam, Dadati Swabhadati. So, Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das and six Goswamis, and all their writings, and then their dear followers like Vishnu Chakravarti and Narottam Das, who were all, of course, Narottam was trained by Jiva Goswami, Narottam Shamananda, and who was the other one? Narottam Shamananda, and Srinivas, I guess, Srinivas Acharya. They were all trained by Jiva Goswami, and they were all trained in Madhurya Bhav and Mantri Bhav, and they wrote about it, and they sang about it, and they wrote songs and books about it. So this is the great secret that Radharani came to reveal. So Sripad is praying that my only abhilash is to become a Syat Kinkari Bhavatum. Bhavatu means Bhavatu. Let it be, Bhava. Bhava means that state, that existence, that position. Not Bhav, but Bhava. Bhava. Bhav and Bhava. Let it become, let it be. Sometimes the Brahmins or the Pandas, they say, Bhakti Bhavatu. Ayushman Bhavatu. Ayushman Bhavatu. Akali Mirti Sarah, like this. So Ayushman, Ayurveda, life. Ayushman Bhavatu. May you be healthy. It's a nice blessing. Ayushman Bhavatu. or Bhakti Bhavatu, may you develop devotion. Brajvas Bhavatu, Kabi Kabi Brajvas Bhavatu. Sometimes you come and stay. When I go and I to the kund or give some donation to the Brahmins, pay obeisances, they touch my head and they say, Kabi Kabi Brajvas Bhavatu. I say, hey, not Kabi Kabi. I pour a Nitya Same, an eternal time. Nitya Kal. It means eternal time. Nitya Kal, like Kalosmi. And they said, no, Kabi Kabi. I said, no, Kabi. I don't want this blessing. I don't want a blessing. Kabi Kabi Brajavas. I mean, sometimes you live in Braj and you go. I said, I not go. Then other Brahmins say, bless me, say, they look at me in the eyes and say, you don't leave Radhakund. Don't go from Radhakund. You stay here. I said, but I have to go to Vrindavan. No, don't go to Vrindavan. You stay in Radhakund. I said, Dasasmi. What can I say? You're Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanya Taya, Chandra Gatitaya, Krishna, Govindaya. Brahmins and God, Brahmins speak what God wants. I don't mind, but sometimes I go there like once every few years or so. For seva, to distribute the glories of Radha and Krishna. Like the devotees come to Vrindavan, your gurus and sannyasis and whatnot, or even the Babaji's here, and sometimes they leave Radhakund and they go, like our Srila Nathadas Pandit, the Raghunath Das Goswami's Gadi Acharya, he's gone, or maybe returned, but he goes sometimes to preach and share Krishna, speak Hari Katha to his disciples in Assam and Bengal and these places out of his mercy. And his body is quite old. He's 80 plus, I mean, he's not in very good health. But as a sacrifice for Radha and Krishna, he goes to spread the glories of Radha and Krishna. It's kind of funny because some people say, oh, Babaji, they just sit and they chat and they cave and they don't do any preaching. But here's the Mahant, one of the great rustic acharyas of the modern world, written so many wonderful books and everyone's appreciating in Hindi, Bengali, and English, and Russian, for that matter, or Spanish, or I don't know what languages, all languages. Because they're Shastric. They're Shastric, they're Pramanic, and they're Rasic, and they're sweet. What more do you want? That's the most full plate of satisfaction for any sadhaka with a philosophical mind or just a curious mind who wants to know about his Ishtadev. So he goes to preach. Or what we call preaching, it means just Harikata, speak Harikata. Preaching means conversion. Convert a Christian to a Muslim, or a Hindu to a Muslim, or a Christian to a Hare Krishna. So it's kind of a conversion movement. So the idea of speaking Hare Gita is in the Bhagavad Gita. Machita matkata pranas bodhyantas parasparam kata yantas chamam nityam tu shanti cha ramanti cha. Krishna says that devotees get together and they speak about me. Tushyanti cha ramanti, tushta, tushyanti ramanti. They feel very happy by that, and very satisfied and refreshed, tushta, and ramanti. They feel totally Raman, ramanti means, in the highest level, the word Raman means the union of man and woman, Raman, Ramani, Radha Raman, but which technically or theoretically or maybe even possible, gives the highest material pleasure or satisfaction this world has to offer. So, tushyanti cha ramanti cha, that the hearing of Harikata is Harikatamritam. It's so nectarian, so satisfying, that you lose your desire, taste, and interest even in that type of Raman, which is not easy, since the whole world is crazy about that. Yan mai tunadi grihamedi sukham hitu cham, kandu yanena karyor ivaduka dukam. It's in the Bhagavatam, fifth canto, about this attraction, woman and man and woman, very difficult to give up. So that's the power, tushanti cha ramanti cha. So this sharing of Harikata, what are we doing? I'm not preaching. We're all devotees. We're trying to be, at least. We're just churning our hearts and filling our hearts with the glories of our Ishta. And occasionally you get some idea to help our bhajan. But it's also a help of bhajan just to hear the sweet glories of our Lord. So this prayer, I said, is desiring Radha's seva, and he's praying. I mean, obviously, Tungavidya Sakhi, Sripad, is in the mode of a mandri, and these verses we're describing, and maybe even have some mandri form. They can have many forms. But he's praying. In other words, Lalita doesn't have to offer prayers to become Radharani's servant. Lalita is already the Nitya Sakhi of Radharani, Ashta Sakhi. She's the dearest. But there we see that Tungavidya is offering prayers, and Rupa Mandri is offering prayers. Oh, Radharani, when will I become your servant? Or Champak Mandri. Champak Mandri is Narottam Das. And what it speak of Tulsi Mandri? Oh, when will I get an opportunity to brush your hair? He's brushing Radharani's hair every single day for time eternal. Every single day for time eternal, Das Goswami in his Sakhi form, Tulsi Mandri, is brushing Radharani's hair, massaging her feet, painting black dye in her feet, bathing her, dressing her, all different sevas. So he doesn't have to pray. Oh, like people go to Bhagavan, we pray for something we don't have. Oh, Bhagavan, please give me money. Oh, Bhagavan, please extend my visa. Oh, Bhagavan, please, you know, whatever. You know, we all have our prayers, and they change from time to time. And then once you get citizenship, then it's like, you don't pray anymore for visas. But yeah, there's a whole long list of prayers behind it. Yeah, this coming up. This is what to do. Devotees pray to the Lord. So on our behalf, he's praying and giving us, he's giving us two things here. He's defining the primary desire we should cultivate and possess and have, which is Radharani Seva. And he's giving us a prayer to pray for that. So he says, I want to serve that most beautiful one. What an exalted position she has. Oh, that Radharani that I want to serve, that Vrishabhanu Nandini who appeared in Vrishabhanu's house. She's such an extraordinary goddess, such an extraordinary Ishwari and Srimati. There's so many Srimati Lakshmi Devis in